Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wanted to bring this story up before we finish today. So there's a cruise liner, Norwegian Cruise Lines, that is down in Africa, bouncing around to different islands down there. And there was a group of eight passengers who got off of the big cruise line and took a private tour of the island on a different boat. So that tour took longer than they expected. So then they go back to where the ship is docked, and it's gone. And they left... The people running the Norwegian Cruise Line ship left their passports there. Like, here you go. You missed it, and we're gone. So there was an all aboard time of 3 p.m. They were more than an hour late. So they gave them their passports and took off. Now, these people are furious about it.
Well, you know, I'd be furious if I were another passenger waiting for somebody when I just cut my my little tour short so I could be back here on time when we're supposed to leave.
So they finally reboarded the ship after a 20-day journey across Africa on Tuesday morning.
On camels? Or how they get across Africa?
I don't know. But they got there. And, yeah. So there's a... There was a, you know, elderly people, someone who needed heart medication. There was a bunch of people that shouldn't have been just out in Africa by themselves trying to get back to the ship where it was docked, you know, 20 days later. So one of the passengers said, our time is getting really short. And they said, no problem. We'll get you back within an hour. Jay said, hey, and the tour operator contacted the captain to let them know about the delay. And in a statement, Norwegian Cruise Line said, once the guest did not make it back to the ship at the previously communicated all aboard time, we worked with them and the local port agent to assist with the obtaining of the necessary visas to rejoin the ship at the next available port. So they're basically like, tough, we're over here at this port. You can meet up with us then.
So are you telling me that Norwegian Cruise Lines is... in some way responsible for this, or is it the actual passengers themselves?
This is how I feel about it. The passengers need to be there. If that were me, I would say we're going to get left here.
Yes.
But I do think that if you're in, if you're really far away,
how many other passengers are on this trip, ship? Any idea? 1,500?
Probably, yeah, a lot.
And all of those passengers had to be back.
They were back, yeah.
Screw these passengers. I don't care.
Yeah, I know. But could you say, like, all right, it's not their fault because they were stuck on another boat and then, like, they needed to contact somebody. They needed to try to figure out a way to tell the cruise line that we're going to... I'm over here now. But they said that the captain of the tour boat called the captain of Norwegian Cruise Lines and said that they would be late. So I don't know if that was the truth or not, but...
Well, listen, they have a vacation to remember now. That's the way I look at it.
There's pictures of these people, like this one woman's like all bandaged up and...
From what?
Their 20-day trek to get back to the cruise ship.
I mean, they have a responsibility to get back on time. If you told me it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that's one thing. But you're telling me that they were over an hour late.
Yeah.
And that's why they have cruise times. How do you know another ship from another group wasn't coming in?
It's true, because that's one of the things they said. Like, there's a lot of money at these ports. There's times. We got to do this.
Right. So they have a special amount of money that they have to pay the port to be able to dock at that port.
So, like, this picture, and I'm reading from the post here, this picture says one elderly passenger who was abandoned.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you feel like this was an abandonment?
How about one elderly passenger that didn't get back on time is the way it should be described.
The eight passengers, including a pregnant woman and an elderly man with a heart condition, claim they were left behind with no money and without vital medications at after the Norwegian Dawn left Sao Tome without them.
Jesus.
The Campbells claimed that the ship was still anchored off the coast of the Central African island when they showed up on Friday, but the skipper refused to let them board. A spokesperson for Norwegian Cruise Line, however, said the group had missed the all-aboard time by more than an hour after taking a private tour of the island. You want to talk about a worst nightmare thing? Like, let's just say, Al, that Gina said, this is my bucket list trip. I have to take a cruise to Africa, and then we have to do this private tour. I mean, watching you leave the Super Bowl to get into an Uber, you almost killed yourself. If this ever happened, you'd just jump into the ocean with cement shoes and just sink.
Or run into, imagine me running through Africa to try to connect to the ship. I didn't know I was getting back to my hotel in Vegas.
Al Dukes running through Africa. Oh, my God.
With, like, hyenas chasing him.
I mean, it would be amazing. And then you're stuck. You're like, I got no money. I got no phone. I got nothing. All I got is my passport that they left here. You got to rub sticks together to make a fire.
What a mess.
That would be awesome. That's why I was trying to send you on that safari.
Yeah, this is what would have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And imagine those couples that got left behind. Like, one of them of the couple probably didn't want to do this particular excursion.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course. See what happens every freaking time. This is just like when we were in Johannesburg. You did the same goddamn thing, and now you're missing an arm.
I mean, so there had to be somebody to blame. There had somebody in that group. Everybody was pointing a finger at that.
Oh, yes,
person.
Yeah, 100%. There has to be. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.